أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. وقال تعالى: تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الحمد لله. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, تبارك الذي بيده الملك, تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان. Allah is saying, in essence, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most blessed. And it is out of the love and blessing, mercy and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are blessed with iman. And it is with this iman that we can transform ourselves, transform our society, transform our community, and become what Allah has intended and intends for us to come. You know, my dear respected Muslim brother in Islam, it says, نزل الفرقان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the Quran down so that we can distinguish between right and wrong, truth and falsehood. That which is a heedless lifestyle versus that lifestyle which is going to benefit us not only in this world but absolutely in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, نَزَّلَ الْفَرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبَدِي. And I have sent this book, I have sent this Qur'an upon his blessed servant, Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So can you imagine on one hand the greatness and love of Allah, on the other hand the individual that receives this book cannot be an ordinary individual. It has to be a special individual, an individual like no other. You know, it is written that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Adam alayhi salam was being placed in the mold to be made, the greatness of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was already established before that. This is the position that Allah has given our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when Adam alayhi salam will walk in the heavens, he will actually see on the leaves a sign regarding Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. There were women in paradise, and if you were to look at the hoor, that means the women that are appointed in Jannah to take care of what Allah wants them to take care of in Jannah, there'll actually be a sign on them that says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the establishment of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taken place way before even the coming of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this earth, on this earth. So Allah says, تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. He was sent down for one purpose. Quran for a purpose. Sent down to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a purpose. And also sent down for what? ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. So he will be a warner and a guide to humanity. He didn't use the word in a singular sense when he came to the earth. Rather he says alameen, which is plural. Plural means not just the earth that you and I see. Plural means the universe. Universe is what you and I can comprehend, and that which is beyond what you and I can comprehend. This is how deep and vast our religion and Allah and the Quran is. And when you look at the word alameen, you are including that which is in the skies, that which is in the clouds, that which is beyond the clouds, that which is on the earth, and that which is beneath the earth as well. That is why when you study the life and the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I mean, my brothers, it's amazing. You walk out in the parking lot, even in Ramadan, and our young ones, they know so much about athletes. So-and-so athlete, you know who he is dating? Wow, wonderful. So-and-so athlete, you know who he is divorcing? So-and-so athlete, you know who he is hanging out with on the side. They know the details and details of individuals' personal life of those individuals, that Lord knows what diseases they have and don't have. May Allah protect us all. This is our children. Basketball, baseball, they know the athletes, how many, what type of, how they spin the ball, at what speed, at what time, at what game, how many years ago. This is the memory our youth have. But yet you ask them about Alameen. To whom was Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent? It becomes very limited. Yet we know Allah gave the ability of certain animals to communicate with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Certain birds communicate with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There was like a deer, the hadith make mention, that communicated with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And use the word Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah when Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam allowed it to go in his freedom. So this is the position Allah has given our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in this regard, you know, without, because of the essence of time, talking of animals, animals can also communicate with you and I if Allah wishes. Malik bin Dinar, for example, once went on a ship. And the people in charge said, "Oh Malik, you have joined us. Can you please give us our fare?" He says, "I'm sorry, I don't have the fare." And naturally, they beat him up. He was senseless. He got up and they asked him again, "Oh Malik, where's the money?" He did not give it for the second time. He says, "I don't have it. I'm being honest. I don't have it. I'm sorry." And the same abuse took place upon him. The question is, why is Malik bin Dinar's name Malik bin Dinar? Was it because he was this wealthy person that has a lot of dinar? Was it because he was under a king? You know, my brothers, when stories like this are told, we have to reflect upon our name. Allah has given each one a title. Sometimes it's this title or that title. The title is in our home. The title is because of our career. The title is because of our education. We have the titles, but very seldom do we do justice to the titles that Allah has given us. So anyway, Malik bin Dinar, when he got up, and rather than being beaten up for the third time, he went and he started walking to the edge of the ship. And as he started walking to the edge of the ship, because they said, "You know, now we are going to throw you over. We are done with you. You don't have the money. You are done with. Let the fish enjoy you. Let the sharks enjoy you." And as they were about to throw him abroad or overboard, they saw fish that came up. And every fish that came up with 2 dinars in their mouth as payment. At that point, when they took the money, Malik bin Dinar, Allah made it a miracle that he walked out of that boat and moved on. My brothers and sisters in Islam, these stories exist not so we may get into the debate of authenticity or the lack of authenticity or the lack of reality of such things. Allah makes these things happen. Even amongst ourselves, there are sometimes things that take place. Why do they take place? To show you and I that life is beyond you and I. Life is beyond what we know as our reality. Malik bin Dinar, for example, once is walking in a bazaar, and is walking, some say it was in Basra, and is going from one point to another. And our young boys and young girls or young ones to focus on the story. Don't get caught up with the gender. Oh, well, why did he speak about a girl? Or why did he speak about a guy? Or why didn't he also use an example for us? An ishara takfil aqil. The sign, the ishara is enough for an intelligent person. The story is enough for an intelligent person to realize what we are referring to. So he's walking in the bazaar, and as he's walking in the bazaar, there is this woman, and you know,
sometimes we have a tendency that we have to show how great we are. It happens. Children do it, young ones do it, daughters do it, sons do it. And there was this woman that was walking and he said, I would like to purchase you. Now if you looked at Malik bin Dinar's approach, his hair was possibly disheveled, clothing was unkept. And what does the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ say? Fear the one, in other words, be considerate of the one whose hair is disheveled, who looks unkept, clothing is not very, very highty-tighty. Because if that person makes a dua or curse against you, perhaps your life will be over, it'll be ruined. So she didn't realize who Malik bin Dinar was, and she laughed and she said, you want to buy me? Can you repeat that again? By the way, that's how our young folks talk also, and she did it back then. You know, my brothers and sisters, how our young people talk, it's no different from how they used to talk back then. What do you think about me? The dad brings a proposal home of a person. That's who you want me to marry, daddy? That type of person? Or the son will say, mommy, but look at her. As if the guy is very perfect himself. Mommy, look at her. Daddy wants me to marry that girl in the family. We have this condescending attitude. She was no different. So anyway, she says, why don't we take this story to my master? So come along with me. And there were all these people that were surrounding her. You know, there is this one girl, she had an issue. So I said, so why do you have all these other girls around you? Why do you have these other girls around you? Can't you let them go? You are corrupt and you're corrupting others. You know what she says? Imam, because I'm the prettiest in the group and I need girls that are not pretty as me and I need girls that have lower self-esteem than me so I feel better about myself and when they are around me, they feel good about themselves. This is how our young people think. Look at the type of people your daughters and sons are around and you'll see what I'm saying is pretty much a reality. And this woman was no different. She says, well, all these women that are around me, they will acknowledge that I'm better than others, but I want you to go and tell this to my master, what you said, you want to buy me. So anyway, she takes Malik to the master, and the master says, what is going on? And she says, oh master, this man over here, she scoffs, wants to marry me, he wants to purchase me, he wants me as his slave. That's the more correct thing. So the master looks down and says, who are you? I'm Malik bin Dinar, I'm Malik. And can you afford her? Yes, I can afford her. Really? And what are you willing to give to her? And Malik says, I'm willing to give, you know, when you look at the Arabic, to translate it is a little challenging. He says, that I would like to give 2 seeds of sucked up dates. Meaning, after a person ate the dates, you know, sometimes you suck on the seed of that date and you take out every pore or every nutrient that you can take out from that date wherein there is nothing left except dryness. He says, I will give those 2 dry seeds that have been sucked up and taken out of the mouth in order for this woman. And the master was taken aback. He says, do you know what you have just said? Why did you say this? You know, they say, اِتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Be conscious of the insight of a truly pious individual because what they are thinking is beyond what you can think. You are thinking with the intellectual side of your brain. You are thinking of what's logical and not logical. What is linked to IQ and what is linked to the data out there. They are thinking with the data that is a little bit beyond. in the essence of time, the master says, okay, why, explain why she is so reduced in value. And Malik bin Dinar says, in order to maintain her, and by the way, for a woman upstairs, the same thing applies to a guy, in order to maintain all these beautiful guys that you see out there, some you cannot even say whether they are manly anymore, the way they have to do themselves up, the way they function, I'm not saying don't dress good, but sometimes even a person like me can get confused as to who's more feminine. And we're not looking at femininity as, well, women use this or men use that, but we're talking about the trait of manliness and true womanness is gone these days. And Malik bin Dinar says, in order for her to be the way she is, you have to ensure she's always fragranced well. You have to ensure at all times that her teeth are well maintained. You have to make sure, like in today's time, you use all those mouthwash. You have to ensure that her hair is always well done. If it is not well kept, I'm afraid, master, she would look disheveled, even you will not look at her. I'm afraid, master, if you don't keep her hair well, or properly groomed, lice will take over, and she will be getting sores on her scalp. I'm afraid, master, if you were to look inside her body, she is no different from anyone else. She has impurities. She goes through a cycle. Whether you are male or female, we know what's inside our bodies. Speak to a doctor. You know, I asked the doctor once, they said, we went to an invite and he said, Imam Sheikh, tell this doctor to get married so many years. He's not getting married. Allah has blessed him. I never saw this doctor tear. He teared and he says, Imam, I know what the body is made up of. I know what's inside the body. I see people that are diseased and sick. I cannot even look at a woman. I cannot look at a man. I cannot look at anything. I just want to treat them and get them out of my face. This is part of Iman. Allah made him say something for a reason. And this is the reality of what Malik bin Dinar understood back then. So he says, and as far as this woman is concerned, just like every other woman out there, she is suffering from agonies. She's going to be suffering from this idea that I'm getting old. What can I do to hold myself back from getting old? I got to maintain. He says, any individual like this, you think, oh master, she deserves more than 2 seeds of date for me to be with her? And then after he looks at the master, and he says, but I also have a woman. I also have a woman, master. And let me tell you about my woman. She's also waiting for me. This girl is waiting for you. Tomorrow, if a bigger bidder comes for her, she's gone. That's what he tells the master. Tomorrow, if a man comes with more money than me, or more money than you, she's gone to that person. That's why today, master, she brought me in front of you for you to laugh at me, for you to feel good that Allah has blessed you with this money. She's using me in front of you. Can't you see that, master? And let me tell you about my woman. He says, my woman, as far as she is concerned, لَمْ يَطْمِثُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. No entity, no jinn went roaming around her to see what she is like or not like. No human has even touched her. Let alone touched her. No human has even looked at her. Forget about looking at her. No anbiya, no prophet has even seen her. This is what Malik bin Dinar is saying. She is such a woman. You know, by the way, my brothers, just to move a little bit away in the essence of time, you know, there's a new game that came out. I saw a brother the other day in the masjid and he's going under the table like this. He's going. I said, what is this guy doing? Is he seeing something that I'm not seeing? And there's a game out there where they're catching Pokemon. Everybody's catching Pokemon. So I don't have it on my thing here. So as they walk around, they go inside. I never saw so many, mashallah, maybe it's Dawah they're doing for us. I never saw so many non-Muslims going around this masjid in the past few days. You know, and one guy even said, can I come inside here? And he came inside and he did something and he went out. Well, he's catching Pokemon. Okay, that's what... You know, when I read this hadith, you know, in Jannah you'll be walking. And if you look at the hadith and we say, what are they talking about? Now, from Pokemon you can understand that there is a reality to all this as well. Not that you say we need Pokemon to create our reality. And in Jannah, Malik bin Dinar is saying you'll be walking just in your garden. Forget about in your palace. You'll be walking in your garden. And as you walk in your garden, a tent will come up. In that tent, there'll be beauty. That tent will be made of pearl and gold. It'll be made of every type of magnificent thing. In there, if you are a man, there'll be a woman. If you are a woman, there'll be a man. You will enter that tent and they will just look at you. They will just talk at you. There will be no text messages to distract them from you. It'll be you and that individual. You'll talk, you'll discuss, you'll have the best time, and thereafter you'll leave. And she is such a woman that if one strand of her hair came in this world, it'll lighten up the entire universe. If her smile was to be brought, you'll think it is as if the sunlight has come out. Malik bin Dinar says, you have your woman, my friend, enjoy her. She's the woman of this world. I have my woman awaiting for me. Oh master, choose what you want and make your decision well. To make this long story short, it is said the master was so humble that he grabbed the curtain that was on there. He took out his clothes. He said, from now on, this curtain will become my clothing. He released all the slaves that were there with him. The woman that was with him, she said, enough is enough. I've had the life. Now I realize, just with the sincerity of Malik bin Dinar talking, I can almost taste the fragrance of that which is good. And she too let go of that palace life, that fancy life, and gave themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, in summary, we all are chasing something. Some of us are chasing Pokemon, and others are chasing something else. Choose what you want to chase, and the thing that you are chasing is going to come to end. One thing is going to remain, Allah. And as we make our decision regarding Allah, let us make it in a way that will bring value to our lives in this world, as well as in the life to come as well. May Allah help us and guide us and give us the goodness that we have heard about Malik bin Dinar. May Allah give us some of his great qualities.
Ameen.
After that one,